This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrison Building Supply. For decades, the Glide Wildflower Show has developed a lot of interest, brought in folks from all over the area. This year, like just about everything else, happening a little bit differently. Becky McRae on with us. Becky, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
We are having a very busy Thursday around here, and I'm sure you are busy as well, getting ready for this year's show. Now, the Glide Wildflower Show began in 1965. That in itself is amazing.
We are the longest-running wildflower show in the Pacific Northwest, we are happy to say.
And talk about this year and what you've put together.
Well, of course, last year we had to cancel, and then everything got canceled. And wanting to keep our audience engaged, we got to exploring different avenues. There is an arboretum in Eugene called Mount Pitzcah, and last May, they put on a virtual wildflower show and then a mushroom show later in the summer. So one of our council members lives there and contacted a couple of people there who helped us set up a virtual wildflower show. So our learning curve has been very, very large because none of us have ever done anything like this before.
Now, I know normally you've got a number of people involved and that know a lot about plants and go all over the region to pick these up. How are you getting the – is that still going on this year and then you're getting them photographed, or what are you doing?
Exactly. The people who normally collect will go on their routes and take photos instead of taking the specimens. They'll take photos and upload them to iNat, which is iNaturalist, a program that has people from all over the world that look at whatever it is that you upload as far as, in our particular case, flowers, but they also do snakes, lizards, birds, all sorts of things. And they will be identified beginning Saturday, this coming Saturday through the 22nd. Any of those plants that anyone who lives in Coos, Curry, Douglas, Jackson, or Josephine counties want to upload, they'll be part of the show this year. So we are able this year to open it up to anyone who wants to participate, not just our collectors. Our collectors will go on their normal routes and collect and take pictures of their particular area, which they've always done, so that we can maintain a historical record of what we've done in years past.
Wow. So as these are taken, then I imagine you and some of the other folks have got to basically go through and put things in the order that you want them for people that are watching the program when it's released.
Basically, yes and no. For some of those people who normally collect, they will be gathered and identified that way. People who want to just put them on our upload and put them on our BioBlitz is what it's called, BioBlitz, they'll be identified. Any flower that will be on that will be identified. And who took it and where.
So basically, you may end up with more flowers to look out this year.
Very much so. The only thing we don't want are pictures of garden flowers.
And as well, with an online presentation, and this keeps coming up in various interviews I do, because it's online, it's not just people who can make it to Glide on a particular weekend that get to see it.
Exactly. Traditionally, we've had people who have traveled from Montana, Canada, and this one opens it up to people who might live in Finland, where my ancestors came from. I mean, all over the world, and once it's on there, it's there.
Wow. So, I mean, that's a whole new part, and that one of those things that I suppose you'll have to consider up the road post-COVID is doing it maybe both ways when you can have crowds again.
Actually, we're already kind of considering that we will do it both ways, just for that reason. On any given time, we can average anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 people in 2 days, and this would just open it up to the ability for people, no matter where they are, to be able to enjoy the wildfires in our particular area.
And be able to learn more about the area just by seeing the pictures developing some interest there. It's kind of a fascinating time for events like this. How did you get interested in wildflowers?
Actually, I always kind of liked wildflowers. It wasn't until we bought our property in Glide while we were still living in Milton Freewater in eastern Oregon. And we came because of fly fishing. But there were enough different ones that were here than there were in eastern Oregon. And about that same time, the wildfire show was going to be on. So I took my little sketchbook and sketched what I had no idea what they were, but I would put next to it, looks like a lilac. I mean, I put it down so it looked like something I would recognize. And that's where I went to the first show, and that's where I got kind of hooked.
Wow. And a lot of people involved, obviously, making this happen over the years and doing it differently this year. So for people who want to see it, is it the same next weekend, the 24th and 25th? How's it going to work?
Yes. The show will be the 24th and 25th. You can either go to our website, which is glidewildfireshow.org, or last night, just because I was curious, I just typed in Glide Bio Blitz 2021 and brought it right up.
So a couple of options there, and obviously virtually it'll be available. Now, will you just have it up for those 2 days, or will it be there longer?
No, once it's up, it's part of INAT's system, so it'll be there forever.
Wow. Well, Glide Wildflower Show again next weekend and beyond. Fascinating times to put something like this together.
Yes, and like I said, a big learning curve for those of us who had never even dreamt of putting something like this together.
Wow.
And we really owe a big thank you to the people in the Arboretum and Eugene, because they really helped us set it up and understand what it was we were doing.
All right, Becky McRae, one of the organizers of the Glide Wildflower Show, virtual again this year. Becky, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:41, The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.